We are looking at verses from Surah Al-Hadid, which is in the 27th juz of the Noble Quran. It is the 57th Surah in the Noble Quran. This is a Madani Surah, as we've indicated on Friday. And that means that many of what is dealt with in this particular Surah is with regards to legislation, with regards to the development of the Islamic society. In the opening verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about His power and introduces His qualities to mankind. And He continues to elaborate on these qualities into verse number 4, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, هُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ فِي سِتَّةِ أَيَّامٍ ثُمَّ اسْتَوَى عَلَى الْعَرْشِ. It is Allah who created the heavens and the earth in 6 days. ثُمَّ اسْتَوَى عَلَى الْعَرْشِ, and then He ascended onto the throne. How this has taken place, we say that this is unknown to man. It is from those things which are difficult for us to understand, and we accept it as it is stated. Allah continues by elaborating on His power by saying, يَعْلَمُ مَا يَلِجُ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَمَا يَخْرُجُ مِنْهَا وَمَا يَنْزِلُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَمَا يَعْرُجُ فِيهَا. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what enters the earth. For example, rainwater and seeds go into the ground. وَمَا يَخْرُجُ مِنْهَا, and what comes out of it, crops, trees, etc. come out of the ground. وَمَا يَنْزِلُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ, and Allah knows what descends from the skies. What do you have that descends from the skies? The rain that comes down, the angels, the injunctions of Allah, the decisions concerning fate and predestination, all of this is what comes down from the skies. وَمَا يَعْرُجُ فِيهَا, and what goes up, what ascends, the deeds of people, the angels of Allah, they ascend to the skies. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows all of this. This is how comprehensive Allah's knowledge is. And then Allah ends off this verse by saying, وَهُوَ مَعَكُمْ أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُمْ. And Allah sees you, or Allah is with you wherever you may be. At no time is Allah ever absent from you. In fact, wherever you may be and whatever condition you may be in, Allah is fully aware thereof and sees all the open and the hidden. That no person is able to comprehend the essential nature of Allah's company, of how He is with us. Though it is absolutely true that He is with us, because no one can exist or do any work without Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Mashiach, the divine will of Allah and power is necessary for everything. And therefore, Allah is with every human being in every situation, at every place. And therefore, Allah ends the verse by saying, وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرٌ, and Allah sees all that you do. So this should be a warning for us, that whenever you are tempted towards sin, and you are tempted towards disobedience, remember that Allah is with you. Allah is with you, and He is observing what you're doing, and He is that being who has been very kind to you. How can you reciprocate His kindness with disobedience? لَهُ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. For Allah is the dominion of the heavens and the earth. One cannot escape His grasp in any way. Dominion and sovereignty over the entire heavens and earth are for Allah alone. وَإِلَى اللَّهِ تُرْجَعُ الْأُمُورِ, and decisions in all matters eventually come to Allah. It is Allah alone that all matters return to. So that is where things stop. The final say is with Allah. يُولِجُ اللَّيْلَ فِي النَّهَارِ وَيُولِجُ النَّهَارَ فِي اللَّيْلِ. He enters the night into the day, and enters the day into the night. Sometimes He shortens the day and enters the night, and sometimes He does the opposite, like we currently having short days and long nights. And then as the day gets longer, the night gets shorter, until we reach our peak in summer, which is in December in South Africa. Different parts of the world, it's different. At the very same time, while we're enjoying this, in the Northern Hemisphere, they have long days and short nights. These are not just perchance. Allah speaks about this as being part of His divine power, as being part of His overpowering commands. The shortening of the night and the lengthening of the day is all part of the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah then ends off by saying, وَهُوَ عَلِيمٌ بِذَاتِ السُّدُورِ. He knows whatever is in the hearts. The intentions, the plans which come to the heart, or thoughts and whispers which enter the mind. Sometimes we just have a thought in our mind. That is also within the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He knows exactly what you're thinking, why you're thinking that, and what is your intention. And all our actions come down to our intention. If we have good intentions, then the results of the actions will be good, as long as it's within the parameters of the Sharia. And bad intentions, that will result in no reward, and it may result in us being punished. We are then instructed, Aminu billahi wa rasulihi. Believe in Allah and His Messenger. Wa anfiqu mimma ja'alakum mustakhlafina fihi. And spend of that which Allah has made you a trustee. So in this verse, we are being exhorted, we are being encouraged to spend in the path of Allah. But in a unique manner, Allah encourages us. He tells us that spend of the wealth which you are but a trustee. Mustakhlafina. Now this has two meanings. One is we could say that you are deputy, and the other is that you are a successor. When we say that you are just a deputy with regards to this wealth, then what does this mean? This verse is telling us that all that we possess, it belongs to Allah. And He's made you a deputy, a representative, to use it according to His direction. Yes, we may use it for our own benefit at times, but it's always subjected to the rules prescribed by Allah in the Sharia. And once you believe that you are not the absolute owner of wealth, then it will not be difficult for you to spend according to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now this is one of the ways in which you look at this. Another way to look in this is that Allah has made you the successor of this wealth. Then in this way we are being reminded that the wealth we have in our hands today has reached us from other people. Other people owned this wealth before us. And we have now taken over. We are successors with regards to the ownership. And ultimately, it will pass on to someone else. All kinds of wealth is thus in transit, moving from one person to another person. You may have 100 rand in your hand now, but what will happen to it? You buy something, it goes to someone else. That one then pays a bill, it goes to someone else. So the fact that al-malu ghadin, that wealth comes and goes, that in itself should be an encouragement for you to spend your wealth, and that is what we're being exhorted towards. فَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَأَنْفَقُوا لَهُمْ أَجْرٌ كَبِيرٌ. And if you spend, then you will receive an abundant reward. And that is through the mercy of Allah. The sheer mercy of Allah. That if we realize that it is, the wealth belongs to Allah, then we shouldn't even be rewarded. But Allah, through His kindness, still rewards us for spending in His path. That is how kind Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. That after making us mere trustees of the wealth, He still rewards us for spending that wealth. May Allah give us the ability to spend all that we have in the correct manner, and where appropriate and when necessary, to spend in the path of Allah.